Aleke Moncrief remembers the shock she felt on election night last November. She didn't have to wait long to find out Florida voters had passed Amendment 1 by a sweeping 75%.
Because it was so early. We thought we were going to be up until midnight, as the results rolled in around the state. But it was such a resounding victory. It was such a resounding statement that voters were making that we, at 8 o'clock in the evening, learned that we had won.
Moncrief is executive director of Florida's Water and Land Legacy, a coalition that campaigned for the passage of the Water and Land Conservation Amendment. Now, the Florida Constitution mandates 20 years of state funding for conservation, including the purchase and management of land. For the upcoming budget year, the mandate is expected to generate more than $700 million from a tax on property exchanges. But organizers like Moncrief are concerned about how the legislature proposes spending those dollars.
You know, they've outlined their initial take on how Amendment 1 should be spent. Unfortunately, we're disappointed in what we're seeing.
For a long time, Florida Forever was the state's conservation land buying program. But in 2009, the state eliminated its annual $300 million funding. Moncrief says Amendment 1 was meant to revive land buying on a large scale. On Thursday, the Senate passed a budget with $35 million for Florida Forever and $20 million for restoration of the Kissimmee River. And as of Wednesday, the House was proposing just $10 million for land acquisition. Moncrief says both are paltry compared to Florida Forever's historic budget.
It's disconcerting, it's disappointing because of the amazing support that voters had for Amendment 1. The amendment itself references land acquisition 18 times. And so it's a little hard to believe that anyone can read the amendment and not put at least some money into Florida Forever and land acquisition.
Umatilla Republican Alan Hayes is the chief budget writer for environmental spending in the Senate. He leads the opposition to reinstating land buying funds, saying Florida owns adequate conservation acreage. Instead, Hayes is diverting Amendment 1 funds towards water projects that support increased development, among other things. Conservationists argue that kind of allocation is not in line with Amendment 1. Clay Henderson is a New Smyrna Beach attorney who helped draft the amendment.
It's not good news. You know, we have schizophrenic electorate or bipolar electorate. So they passed Amendment 1 with 75%, but they returned to office the same people who didn't like land conservation to begin with.
Henderson says he will consider legal action if the legislature veers too far from the amendment's intent.
Well, our expectations were very clear that we hope that this would restore funding for Florida Forever and for the Everglades and for springs protection, the things that are listed in the amendment.
The advocates say they're hoping to sway lawmakers before a final budget passes. About a month remains in this year's legislative session. Anna Hamilton, WJCT News.